All right, welcome to this long weekend special edition of More Than Money. Because of the self-isolation rules in place for the COVID-19 virus, we're going to be doing a remote best of today. So some of the content that we'll talk about today is a couple of weeks old. In particular, if we're talking about tax data, I want to recommend to you that you check on the most current evolution of whatever programs are in place. We're going to talk and do a bit of a rundown about some of the important things to remember while you're self-isolating. We can't stress enough that's an important component to making this end as quickly as possible. Jamie Golombek is going to talk about tax changes and other available relief for you. It's a dynamic environment. Things are changing all the time. And then we've got Dr. Wendy Froberg. She's going to talk a little bit about how to handle the anxiety you might be feeling. I talk to a lot of people, and at this particular point in the cycle, you know, it's the mental pressure, it's the self-isolation and the loneliness in some cases that are creating problems. And we need to make sure that we stay mentally healthy as we go through this.
Another, what's the right word? Exciting week, scary week. Whatever word you want to apply to it, it would be appropriate. Now, I want to, at the top of the hour, I teased a little bit about the different phases that we're going through. So I want to set some expectations, at least as I believe how this is going to roll out. Now, I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks this period of the great negotiation. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we had is a situation with the virus that all of a sudden the markets, incredible uncertainty going forward, and they just plummeted as a result of that. Then the markets effectively in aggregate started to negotiate with the central banks worldwide and governments worldwide to find a place of pricing stability based on whatever stimulus, protection, the word you used, protection the governments and central banks could come up with to ensure that individuals can pay the mortgage, feed the families, and businesses are around for when we need to restart the economy. Okay, that's the great negotiation.
Okay,
now I would say we're getting close to that negotiation. There's still things evolving for sure, but we're probably getting to that place of pricing stability.
Okay,
now here's the second phase. Here's what to expect over the next 2 to 8 weeks. We have to test that pricing stability, the forecasting power of what the market is collectively, mm-hmm. against the data that comes out. Interesting week last week, 3.2, 3.3 million Americans file for unemployment. Almost 1 million Canadians file for unemployment in a week. Records on both parties, or both sides of the border.
And that was low.
Well, yeah. And that's why markets rallied. Right? So people look at this. This is a confusing point for people all the time. This is terrible news. Why do markets go up? Right? Because what's happening now is the data, as it comes out, has to be tested against the market's expectation.
Correct.
And it's that test that tells us whether it's been priced in.
Or it hasn't.
Or not.
Yeah.
Right? It could have been underpriced or it could have been overpriced. And so now the next 6 to 8 weeks, as we get higher unemployment, you think about this. If we got unemployment numbers of almost 1 million in Canada, that should be 10 million in the United States. So the next round.
And again, it should be 10 million. It should be more than that. We should be getting to double-digit unemployment rates,
right,
for short term. Has to happen,
right,
on an annualized basis.
Right.
Has to happen. The reason why we didn't get that right off the get-go is, well, I don't know. The internet wasn't working. How many people in Canada, the United States could not file,
right,
because they couldn't get access,
right,
to the website, the,
right,
bandwidth, the website, whatever it may be? You know, what's trending is unemployment.
Right.
That's what's trending on the internet right
100%.
Now. 100%. And so the numbers that came in just came in. It's kind of like the virus. We only know the numbers of the ones that have been detected.
Yeah. Or tested.
Or tested.
Yeah.
So now we don't even know how many people are ready to apply still.
Yeah, I know exactly.
So there's a whole bunch of more numbers,
right,
more data going to come out.
Right.
That's your second phase you're referring
that's
to.
That's the next 2 to 8 weeks, right? And then the third phase, yep, once, whatever that period is, and I'm not saying hang your hat on 2 to 8 weeks. Maybe it's a little bit longer than that. I don't know. But then we're going to see eventually the coronavirus infections start to roll over. Okay? And it's starting to do that in some countries now. We got to see that in the United States. Right, the United States is the biggest of the global economy, so
yes,
this is important. So we need to see that happen, and we need to see the death rates start to pull down.
Correct.
Once we start to get that, now we have a look through
and a recovery rate. Once,
yeah,
you know what the recovery rate is,
that's
how,
right,
many people have actually had it,
that's right,
and recovered. Those,
right,
are the ones that can go back to work.
That's right.
And so that's where the opportunity lies. So that's where you're bang on by saying now it's that curve.
Yep. The curve becomes important, right?
Right. So that's another data point that we need to say. So understanding where the financial stability, the floor is, understanding what the data brings us going forward, which is how it gets implemented, checks in people's pockets.
Yep.
And then understanding the health concern and how that slows down. Those are the next three phases. And so whatever that time frame is, we don't know.
Right.
But that's what the markets are looking for.
You bet. That's what you expect. Now, how do we get through this?
Can I share with you a story?
Yes.
We all, when I say we all 14 of us got this email on our team. And the subject line of this email was, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. In a crisis like this, whenever I see a subject line, the word saying thank you, it gets my attention.
You want to open that one,
right? I open that one. And so, dear Dave and Faisal, this is how the gentleman starts off on this email. I wanted to reach out to thank you for the great advice you gave me back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into his details of his personal situation on this email, but he basically said I was out of the country, came back into the country. After a 40-year career in the oil and gas industry, I wanted to get my retirement figured out.
Yeah.
I attended one of your seminars. I got a copy of your book, and I decided to do this on my own.
Right.
But I took the principles of your book and what you taught me to heart.
Right.
And what I did was I built a 10-year income bucket.
Hmm.
And I put the rest in the growth bucket in my own investment selection and whatever he invested in.
Yeah.
And since the late 2016, I bought my income bucket and started managing my own portfolio so it's balanced and diversified. I could honestly say I have been financially carefree through this crisis.
Wow.
And I want to tell you that the work that you've done in your book and what you presented to us in your seminar has provided me, my cash is still safe, even though there's been a 30% decline in this market. And I want you to know that the valuable of your contributions to the betterment of society and helping retirees to enjoy a happy and healthy life. I know in times like these, you are probably dealing with many nervous people. So I just wanted to say thank you. Keep up your life-changing work for so many people. And I owe you one. I owe you a huge debt of gratitude to both of you. Dave, this is why we do what we do.
Right. And I'm sure everybody can hear how impactful that email was to us. We've been doing this for 10 years, Faisal. We made a commitment 10 years ago to educate. Okay? Now, this is a person that...
He's not our client,
that's
Dave.
Right. He did it himself.
He did it himself. He took the principles of what we've done, we've worked so hard for.
Right.
And at the time of crises...
Right.
When everybody's... I'm going to use the words freaking out.
Yeah. Anxious, for sure.
He took the basic pillars of our four buckets and implemented them, and he's okay.
Yep.
And I don't care if he's my client or not, Dave.
Right.
He's okay.
Yeah, that's right. Mission accomplished, right? We shared this, of course. We talked about it as a team during this time because, of course, all of our team members get impacted by the anxiety that people feel. This is why we do what we do.
Exactly. And this is our purpose.
Yep.
And so... I want to say thank you to this gentleman for sending us the email because we wouldn't have known what his experience was until he sent that email.
Right.
I want people to know that, you know, we work our tail off to make sure that we can protect our clients' lifestyle. We can take that one step further now.
Yeah.
We just want people to enjoy their lifestyle in retirement.
Absolutely. That's it. You get to retire. Your lifestyle doesn't. That's our mission.
And
right?
So to have this as a thank you. Is the biggest and best reward that I've received ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say kudos to the entire Popwatch Carmelli Advisory Group. The entire team dedicates themselves every single day to have people go through this type of an experience.
Okay, I'm going to bring it back to structure and discipline, Faisal.
Yeah.
Because there's structure and discipline is what protects you and insulates income. Remember, we talk about the four buckets. The number one thing we educate people about as you move into retirement, right, is that there is no longer one singular goal that you have for your assets, and you need to dedicate assets to achieve different objectives. That's what the four buckets are built on.
And that's where we want to bring the key things in people's lives of making sure you have protection of your income, because that's what you worry about in times like this.
You bet.
We want to make sure you have some concept that you're going to have growth over the long term because you need that to offset inflation.
And have the time to weather the ups and downs in the growth markets.
It is so hard for people who don't have an income bucket that they're drawing on their savings right now during a market pullback like this.
Right.
And it's challenging. And so having this structure in place, having the discipline to stick to it, is what gives you the highest degree of probability of success throughout mm-hmm. your retirement. So thank you, sir, for sending us this email. And we want to share more and more of this to everybody. And I want to let everybody know you can join us on our live webinar to understand the concepts of our asset dedication four buckets approach to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, April 21st, 7 p.m. Now, you need to register online. So please go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, and I think you get the sense. I'm glad you chose that email to share with people, because this is about education. The seminar is about helping people through this period of retirement. And if you don't have the skills to do it yourself, we're happy to help in that respect, but that's not what this is about. We just want to educate about the structure and discipline necessary to get you through that period.